This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Watch the show live every morning. Vaughn's in there right now working so hard, switching the cameras all around, getting us at our best angles. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. That's a direct link to The Looking Glass. It's on 24/7. On live while we're here, and then he loops the show throughout the week, throughout the rest of the day, and then over the weekend he'll take sort of some best ofs and put them all together and run those over the weekend.
No. Are you telling me my best angle is straight down onto my head?
Yeah, okay. Right on the top of your thing. Mine too. Right. Like this one where my jowls are showing. It's like this. I look like a puppet.
Oh, all right.
It's good times.
Because in my real life, I don't wear a hat every day. But here, I need to block the glare.
Well, the glare will just totally blank out the camera.
All head.
I got forehead.
Yeah, it's not a five head. It's an
all. A ten head.
It's just a head.
It's over the top.
Right. Anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. This company, Entercom, that we work for, has an app, and it's called Radio.com, and we're on it. That's where you can just plug into your phone with the Radio.com app and then listen to the radio show.
All our podcasts are there. You can get 24/7 Sarah and Vinny on Radio.
Is that right?
Sure. So really, it's the app we always wish we had.
It's how my family listens when they get to.
Oh, my family too. Radio.com.
They can't get the station over the hill, but they'll plug into the Radio.com app and then listen to Sarah and Vinny.
It's nice.
And then go, what does that mean? And the missus goes,
we're going to change the channel.
Right.
Dad will explain it to you when he gets home.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
President Trump was impeached by the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday. He's the third president to be impeached. The first was Andrew Johnson in 1868. The second was Bill Clinton in 98. Richard Nixon would have been impeached, but he resigned. Both of the articles of impeachment against the president needed 216 votes to pass. Abuse of power got 230. Obstruction of Congress got 229. Apparently, one Democrat, Jared Golden of Maine, only voted yes on the first. So he's the one guy who backed out of the vote was basically split on party lines. They say the votes against Bill Clinton crossed lines.
Yep.
And that's a rare occurrence, but that was one of the things where even Democrats went, right. What?
Yeah.
Dude.
Come on now.
Your intern.
Gross.
In the White House, in the Oval Office.
At your desk.
Let's see here. The next step is the House will send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, where they'll hold a trial and decide whether to convict the president and remove him from office. So now the rules of trial and start date will be negotiated. So that is what's next. I think Pelosi is actually the one that sends that.
She's talking about delaying it. She's really upset by what Mitch O'Connell said. This is not a place where they're going to, you know, examine these things with impartiality and make a decision. It's, like you said, it's very party line drawn. So she's actually trying to delay it.
I don't know about that. I do know that it's election season as well.
Mm-hmm.
So how this plays will be very interesting.
It will. I don't know what's going to happen. The government is so upsetting and disappointing.
But running for office while being impeached is an interesting place to be.
I think they say it's the first time it's happened.
Yeah, well, it's
only the third time it's ever happened.
What's his bucket jumped out? Nixon. I don't know the timing of that, but he quit.
Right.
Or resigned.
Yeah, Johnson, I have no idea, but, it was in Bill Clinton's second term anyway, so it wasn't like he was going to run.
That's how we got Gerald Ford, right?
Yes, that's right. He stepped in when Nixon left.
Mm-hmm. So.
I am not a crook.
Anyway, That happened yesterday. It's the front page of every newspaper in the country will be different wordings for 1 in 7 people don't like Christmas.
Really?
And can't wait for it to be over.
1 in 7 people who celebrate Christmas? Because I'm sure there's plenty of people who don't like Christmas. But, you know, like it's a bummer. We knew some Jewish kids growing up and, you know, they had Hanukkah and everything, but it was never at the same time. And it was, you know, I definitely got the vibe they were not into Christmas.
According to this, older people are more likely to say they don't like Christmas.
Oh.
55% of Grinches were over the age of 50.
Mm.
And people who don't have kids were more likely to dislike the holidays, too. You know, that was, for me, when I was just, you know, bachelor trying to do my career thing, all that Christmas did was sort of get in the way of this routine I was trying to.
Yes.
I was trying to live this military strict existence. And that got in the way of, well, now my stores are they open or closed? And now right. do I have to leave?
Right. It's, and my mom's insisting I have to come to the house.
Yeah.
I got to buy presents for people and I have no money.
Than it was a joy.
Yeah.
Now that I have kids, it's a joy. And although we've got some weirdness going on at home, it's cool. And
well, I'm sure this is something she's really looking forward to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like kids reawaken a lot of magic in the world that sort of as a jaded adult without kids, you get away from. But even when I didn't have kids and I still liked Christmas. Like I would never have put myself in the category of people who just don't like Christmas.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Maybe something bad happened to them at Christmas time.
A quarter of people.
Oh.
Yeah, I know you're not into it.
Yeah. And I feel like if I did have kids, I'd be different.
Right.
If.
Well, you have grandkids. I mean.
Well, you know.
That's not the same.
I didn't born them.
Right.
That's true. You didn't born them.
No, it changes it for sure.
People
you're
in my
right.
life are not here anymore.
So it's a reminder.
So it is. And it's just. I just can't wait for it to be over.
Aww. Yeah. Well, your mom and dad passed young.
Yeah.
They did.
My brother.
Mm-hmm.
Very young.
Very young. Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. So, well, if you had, I agree. The kids are what changed it for me. Yeah. No question. And I'm enjoying it because of that. And even though there's times when I'm like, all right, family, it's 6:30 and I'm going upstairs to go to bed. Because now that with the darkness, I can actually do that. Mm-hmm. But they were sitting down, the three of them, the other day to watch, like, one of the Christmas movies. And I saw them, like, cuddled up together. One kid's crying because the other pulled her hair. And the missus... But the missus was in heaven surrounded by this, you know?
So
she's
sweet.
Got the baby, and the baby pulled my hair. Yeah, get her away from me! But the Christmas is... I just went, good night, family.
See you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
All right.
Try to keep it down.
So sweet.
Enjoy the party. But that's something I'm finding to be part of the daily up and down. There's tears without a minute's notice, and then they go away, and then you're just as if that didn't just happen.
Yeah.
You just melted down.
Yeah, but I'm done now.
I'm okay.
I'm reconstituted.
Okay, whatever,
I've respawned.
How about a fast track?
I love those.
There's an actual medical condition for when a song gets stuck in your head and just won't leave. It's called musical tinnitus.
Oh.
Tinnitus, right? Tinnitus.
I don't know. John calls it tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
But it is an itis, so I always wonder why they, what are they just trying to be special or something?
Musical
tinnitus.
Tinnitus. That's what it's called.
Like when it's just, it is so true. Sometimes it's just... so aggravatingly, I'll like listen to other music to try to get it out of my head. And as soon as I like leave that area, it's right back in my head.
Yeah. I have it. Tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
I have it every day when I'm sleeping. Horrible.
Mm.
You get the yum breakfast burrito in your head? Is that
what? Not breakfast burrito, but
burrito
has been in my head for the past
Which one?
Week.
Chandelier?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's on this commercial. It's a perfume commercial. I think it's Natalie Portman. And in this part. And so every time I'm turning over, and I turn over a lot, there it is. Oh, there it is.
Oh, boy. Pops
horrible.
Right here. You have musical tinnitus.
Let me ask you a question. What is a good perfume?
I really like Marc Jacobs. It's called Daisy. You can get it at...
bring it in here. Let him smell it.
Do you like
it.
Chanel number
I don't
number
have
five?
It on right now. I'm really never been a Chanel
Do you like
fan.
Chanel number five?
I don't
I
like
think
it.
It's a men's one, right?
No.
Chanel number five is a lady.
It's got to be a lady.
To me, it smells like my grandma.
You know what? I didn't want to say that, but
Chanel
it reminds me of old
like
people.
Smells like your grandma?
It's like old person
old
perfume.
Person smell.
It's a very specific smell.
Yeah.
And it's old people.
Well, just
nice so smelling old people, but you know, better smell. It just has like that. It has that like specific perfume smell where sometimes you'll catch something from someone. You're like, ooh, they smell like vanilla, or they smell like gardenia, or something more. You know, less. It's almost like an acrid smell. I actually can't stand.
Well,
the
when
smell
you say, well, that's but so the I think cigarettes and pee pee.
No, it's not. It's not like that.
It's not that.
No. It's like cigarettes and pee-pee with the smell of like a weird perfume.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? Are you trying to buy some?
No, I just thought as I was, I've been running around the malls trying to get things for everybody. And one of the things I thought is I've never bought her cologne or perfume. Mm. She's not that into it, but I thought I could at least get it. Yeah.
She seems like someone who likes something kind of light.
But I only know... Like Chanel I went, oh, number Chanel. Five. Okay, I'll get. Like I don't know any.
You
cologne.
Should buy one that you like the smell of. They'll at a department store. They'll spray it on a card and you can smell it.
You've smelt that on me. I'm wearing John's cologne right now.
Oh.
But the Marc Jacobs Daisy is. You've said you've liked it before on
okay.
me.
Okay. My favorite smell is suntan lotion.
Coconut.
Coconut. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really.
Give her a bottle
have
of that.
A very.
We Here have you go, Ben du Soleil.
We have that stuff all over the house. Don't worry about that. But I just didn't know. Okay. Well, I won't. I certainly won't get that if it smells like old people.
People like it though.
Yeah. I just
no, nobody I does.
It's popular.
No, it is a popular. I mean, people don't like the old people smell. People like Chanel No. 5. It's apparently very classic. I am a. I can't stand. Any kind of heavy perfume, so you shouldn't really rely on my thoughts on this.
Well, you just trashed it for me. I'm not getting that brand.
Well, don't do it. Good idea.
Jack Nicholson's. Did I say let's do a fast fact?
Yes.
Okay, there we are.
How do we?
Jack Nicholson's contract for Batman gave him a percentage of the sequels. So
what?
Even though he wasn't in Batman Returns, Batman Forever, or Batman and Robin. He made over $100 million off those movies.
You have got to be kidding
me.
Oh my God. He was a Joker?
He was the Joker.
Oh my God. He is the best agent of all time.
At the peak of his powers, too, because he's clearly an older man now and isn't working nearly as much. But back then, what was that, the late 80s?
Mm, yeah, probably. Or early 90s. Might that was the 90s? Michael Keaton one.
The Michael Keaton
man.
Ones were good.
He's 82 now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's very old.
He's worth $400 million.
And $100 million of that is from whatever 20-minute piece he did as a
Joker.
Movies
he didn't make.
Oh, my God. That's an amazing deal.
Mm-hmm. In 1858, London battled something called the Great Stink.
Oh.
When human waste overflowed their medieval wooden sewers and created three massive outbreaks of contagious disease.
That sounds wonderful.
We have a great stink going on here in San Francisco right now. It's for real.
Yeah, there are places, especially along the Embarcadero, where it's like, oh my God, what is going wrong?
Yeah, it smells like sewage.
Yeah. Raw and awful.
Mm-hmm.
And always there. Like, for the last few months, I've been noticing that. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa, there's a whiff. Is that someone in the actual sewer? Or is that just a particularly reverberating bathroom?
That's right.
It's nice.
Here's the results of another new survey, as 44% of people say they had the best sex of their lives in 2019.
Oh, really?
Would you say?
No.
Would you say... You had the best sex of your life in 2019.
Of ever?
Yeah.
Of your life, yes.
Probably not. I was thinking Hawaii was pretty great. But
yeah, no, it's been a while since the best sex of my life.
That's all I'm saying about
It's
that.
Been a while?
Yeah. Me and John, we have a lot of fun. We have great sex, but
just
this year?
Done?
No. Mm. It wasn't this year.
52% of people said they
How
tried
about you?
No, not even close. 52% kids will ruin that right away.
Yeah.
Having sex with the baby monitor on the countertop is not anywhere near my top 1,000 times. Mm. Oh, you don't like it. Trust me. You're sitting there saying, what's so bad? It's bad. You don't want it.
Yeah, we're living the same life. Like, as soon as that baby moves, you're like, oh, no, don't move. Go back to sleep, please.
Please. I'm not done.
I never get to be around my naked lady, and now I got to worry about this twitching in the other in the other room. Everyone freezes.
As you were. Like, oh, man.
Yeah, that's hot. 52% of people tried a new position this year. 38% said they were more adventurous with sex this year. Mm. 29% said they used an adult toy for the first time.
Oh.
20% said they tried it in a car for the first time. So they let kids in on the
I guess so.
Survey. And 17% tried phone sex for the first time. Mm-hmm. They must mean texting, right?
They must.
They must. Mm-hmm.
That's the new phone sex.
Half of people say they did a better job saying what they wanted sexually, which is...
It's important.
Very important.
And it's hard for people to do.
Well, sometimes you want something super embarrassing.
Oh.
Right?
Sure.
Didn't you say you did that because he asked you to?
Yeah. What do you think? Oh, God. You think I asked for it?
I want to ask you for a little favor. It's a big ask. If you say no, it's okay. But I know you, so I know you're going to say yes.
Hold on. Hold on. Tip your glass up a little longer. Pour that down your throat. A little more drink. A little more. Okay, now, what I'd like you to do... Walk around this side
that
of me.
That is the key. Go, go, go.
Oh, no.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of things you guys wrote. Who was tweeting the N-word?
Camila Cabello.
Crunch.
It was.
You don't want your name tied to that at all.
I
want
to say it was her Tumblr account. And for the record, we did go looking for it to see what all this. This was from a deleted account that somehow, I don't know who had screen captured it or how it came to light, because she deleted it like a while ago, apparently. But it was uncovered, and we cannot find any screen grabs anywhere.
Of what she wrote. So she's apologizing for something that hasn't even been seen by people?
And apparently enough people have seen it that it's out there.
Someone must have seen it. I had the interns looking. I don't think they got...
Anybody come up with anything yet?
925 says, yesterday, horse bit, hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
Love right. you all. Mm. Thanks for the laughs.
That was the clip of the day, by the way,
had
everybody.
To pull over.
Oh, hold on. Corey just walked in with something. Is that a Camila Cabello thing?
It's some Tumblr thing.
Well, that would be it.
I don't know.
We'll get back to you after these.
All right. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.